It's Samantha
and Kadesha,
and we are back with another amazing episode on the Deeper Than Tech podcast. So today we will be talking about how to stand out. Well, have no fear, the Deeper Than Tech team are here. So sit back, relax, and let us help you. But before we start, if you love what we're about, make sure you share this podcast with a coworker, with a friend, so we can, you know, spread the word and help other people secure their bag early in their technical career. So when I first landed my job and I was working for a couple of weeks, I did network with a few people and they gave me resources like books and just advice. And one book I'd like to just recommend is like First Year in Code. I feel like having that book really just touched on how the beginning of when you land your job to securing your offer to landing your job and then mastering your new role. So that is a resource I recommend for any beginner. I don't know if you, Kadesha, or you, Samantha, had any resources that you want to share before we go in, but that's one thing I wanted to put out there. It's called First Year in Code by Isaac Lehman.
Nice. I think I had seen this on the dev blog. I meant to get it. I think I'll get it now. Thanks for the reminder.
You could either get it. I think there should be like a PDF version as well.
Yeah, they have like EPUBs and book format.
Yes.
And the price does start at free. So that's also good. It's very accessible to everyone.
Yep. So that's one. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, I would recommend The Pragmatic Programmer as like a book that you should read. Though I never read the whole thing. I read like the first couple of chapters, but it's a good way to know what it's like to be an engineer and what people are looking for as a software engineer.
Yep. And another thing that I think is super important to think about is mentorship. That is something I sought out very early within my career, and I think it's helpful because it just puts you on the radar for your team members to see, and you're also open to getting like high quality feedback. So I definitely think seeking out mentorship just only helps you early in your career. Samantha, did you receive mentorship in your career, or did you seek that out?
So
or
I don't really
recommend it.
Yeah, of course you should have a mentorship. Am I lagging a little bit? Is that what's going on? Okay, so for me, I definitely would recommend having a mentor, but I think the thing that people have to realize is people want a mentor, but they don't know how to use a mentor. I have tried to be mentors for multiple people. I ask them, hey, how can I help you? If you don't have a reason for them to help you, it's going to be hard for that mentor to give you the resources that you need. So maybe if you need them to help you look for another job, they'd be like, they can offer you some resources, like a way to look for jobs. Maybe if you need help studying how to code, they could offer you resources, or they can start pair programming with you. But it's up to you as the individual to ask the mentor what you need from them versus the mentor as helping you in your journey. I think that's very important.
That's true, because how do you become, or how do you be a good mentee? Like, what does that look like? So like a mentor-mentee relationship is a two-way street, right? So the mentor is looking to build their leadership skills, their communication and guidance skills or whatever. And the mentee is looking to, I guess, get resources or like objective help in whatever problem they're having. So that's such a good point that Samantha brought up, that a lot of times people don't know how to use mentorship. It's kind of like a buzzword you hear, oh, get a mentor. It's like, okay, now I have one. Now what?
Now what?
It's just like, I really don't know. But what I like to do, so I got connected with a mentor at work, and I like to ask her questions about things that are affecting me at work, because she works outside of my area and she has been at the company for a long time, so she understands the culture. So I like to ask her questions like that. Like, for example, there was a time when one of my senior engineers, he kind of took over one of the projects I was working on, and I didn't like that, and I didn't know how to address it. So I asked her, hey, how can I address the situation where blah, 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 blah? So I kind of just like to ask a question based on where I am. How do you guys think someone can be a good mentee?
That's a good question. That is something I actually just, I still struggle with. I just feel like to be a good mentee, you know, you should, I guess you should figure out what do you want to prioritize early in your career? Like, you want to prioritize like technical skills, or do you want to prioritize like your soft skills? Like you have to identify what is it that you want to work on right now so that you know, so that your mentor can be set up in a way where they can help you when you're struggling with, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you have to identify what is the area you're weak in, what do I want to get help with at this very moment right now? If you don't have a concrete idea of that, it's hard for someone to jump in and help you, like you guys, like you, Samantha, and Kadesha have been mentioning.
Yeah, I would like to actually reiterate what I said about having the mentee coming with the agenda. So even if you have a mentor situation, it's the same thing with you and your manager situation. Your manager is not responsible for having an agenda for you. It's your job to have an agenda. So they know which way to go. So like if you need help with how to deal with a coworker, your manager could be there. They're not going to be able to read your mind of what you want. So I think it's super important that you come in there into the meeting with what you want to talk about.
Yeah. And I also think that kind of on the same like vein as mentorship, there should be like mentorship can come in different forms. Like it can be something assigned to you, or it could be like someone that's very knowledgeable within your team or on your floor. Like it could be a buddy mentor. So there can be multiple mentors that you can get. And then one way where you can open yourself to like this kind of space is through like ERG groups. So like I know in my company, we have like a Black Engagement Network. We have a Women in Tech Network. And these are other places where you can find someone who can mentor you if your company doesn't even offer that. So that's something I just wanted to point out there in case no one actually had an idea of that. And
I like how you mentioned that to have multiple mentors. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Don't just rely on one person to help you through your career. Everybody's going to have a different perspective on like which direction you should go. So it's good to have like a web of mentors. And it doesn't mean that the mentor has to be like a person in your job. A mentor can be somebody online. Twitter, like we said, Twitter is a great resource to meet people and network. So find somebody on Twitter. You don't even have to talk to them. Just follow their career and what they did, and maybe you want to mimic their career direction.
Working on soft skills is a great way to also stand out in your career. Do you think it's something that should be actively improved upon?
Absolutely. I think as software engineers, one of the primary things we do is communicate.
Yeah.
We're constantly asking questions. We're constantly reading documentation. We're trying to understand the code that someone wrote so we can either improve it or build upon it. We're constantly communicating with each other verbally and non-verbally. So I think it's something that we learn over time, like how to properly communicate as a developer. Like that's something I'm still learning how to do. And sometimes I'm still just like, okay, how do you put everything together now? Like how do you piece it all together? But I think that comes with experience. But absolutely, definitely keep working on those soft skills. I think soft skills are the most important skills because you can learn the technologies, but when it comes to those like communication skills, the nonverbal skills, the other skills that is considered soft, they're very important.
Yeah.
I would like to second that, but in a different direction. I think at each stage in your career, you need to focus on certain things. So like when you are very early on in your career, technical, because that's the only way you're going to be able to climb up. If you don't know how to code, you can't get a promotion. But as like you're going towards more of a senior position, it is being able to communicate with not only with your team, but like with other teams within your environment. It's very important for you to communicate, for you to have mm-hmm. leadership skills. But when you're starting off, like you got to just focus on coding and just try to like bang as much of that out, put out as many PRs as you can. Of course, you need to ask questions. That kind of makes up with communication. But yeah, focus on tech, I would say, early in your career. And then as you get more comfortable with your tech, you can start really focusing on soft skills.
I really like that take. Because what I was like the way I was actually going about my technical journey, I was trying to increase that soft skill aspect, leverage that. I didn't. This is the first time I'm hearing like, "Hey, focus on your technical, like get those
Yeah,
PRs up."
same.
But that is so true that like the way it works at my company, when they are looking to promote you, they are looking at how many PRs have you raised? Have you commented
That's
on
right.
your colleague's PR? How many times? So that is definitely a way to get ahead of the game and be proactive. Definitely, increasing the technical skills. I like that you pointed it out.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna keep that in my back pocket and work on my fantasy. I think I have pretty good soft skills, so I need to work on
You have
what I think I
excellent soft
I
skills,
have
so
really good soft
you're
skills.
don't be modest.
I was trying to be modest.
Right.
But yeah, I really like that you brought up like work on the technical, like hack it out,
Yeah.
especially like your first year at your company. Like try to understand the product. It takes a whole year to figure out like what's going on
Yes.
behind the scenes. So yeah, it's so important to just hack out those technical things. But
So that kind of leads me to this next question. Should we be spending so much time
so
outside of our
much time
job,
outside of our job,
doing more things to be better at our job? Like, because that can kind of, like, you should always want to work on yourself, but that also introduces, like, burnout. Because you're working your 9 to 5 and then you're powering your 5 to 9 and it can just get overwhelming. Do you have any comments on that? Are you for working extra time outside of work, or do you think, listen, it's just a job. Don't stress yourself out. You just started. What are our thoughts on that?
Okay, mine for me, I would say if you are early on in your career and you do have that imposter syndrome, you should be putting some hours outside of work. I know people don't want to hear that, but I want to make sure that you feel comfortable at work and you're not stressing yourself out because you might feel a little bit behind. And then as you start to progress in your career, you shouldn't be doing any work outside. If you think about like when lawyers get their first role, they're like working like mad hours to like be able to keep up. But then career, you should do a little bit extra work to keep up and make sure you feel okay with what's going on. But as you progress in your career, you can slow down.
Interesting. I think I have the opposite feeling. So I think at my level, there's no emergency that I'm gonna be able to solve, at my level and that I'm expected to solve. So when I log out, I log out. Nobody can reach me unless my manager, he can text me if he needs to, but that never happens. Like at my company as a junior developer, my job is to learn. So if that means taking a course during the work hours, that's fine. That's a part of my learning. If that means meeting with people to see how the product works, that's a part of my learning. So I like to use the work time to do work, learning improvements, and stuff like that. And then once work is finished, I log off. Because if I don't, then
Well,
I'll burn out, and that won't be good.
I'm glad that your job gives you the space to do that, but not all
Yeah.
jobs provide engineers with that amount of time. My job does as
Correct.
well, but I do know the feeling where people feel like they have to be like ticket, 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 PR, 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 and they don't actually
Yeah.
have time to learn the new technologies. So.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Oh.
I feel like I always am working on something feature oriented and I don't have time to pour back into my technical skill set in improving. And I feel like, granted, our podcast is for, minorities. It's for anyone, but really we want to help minorities also figure out, be equipped with tools to succeed in their technical career. And something that we often face when we are in this technical space is imposter syndrome. So I kind of do like the idea of when you are in that space, like do what you can to improve your technical skill set. Like if that's investing in a course, if that's learning 1 hour a day, maybe don't burn out 5 to 9, but maybe 1 hour a day, just continuously try to put that in your schedule to improve your learning so that you get that promotion and you eventually get up to speed with everyone else. I
Yeah,
do think that's very important.
I agree. And I mean, I guess to some extent, I did do what Samantha said. Because in my first year at my job, I didn't do anything extra outside of work. I was just working and learning and figuring out what's going on because it was so much going on. But I guess now that I feel a little bit more comfortable with the code base, I guess I feel better. Yeah. So good point, Samantha. I guess I did kind of do it.
Just remember that you only get paid 40 hours a week. So if you cannot make that extra time, it is totally okay as well. Don't feel bad about it.
Is there one thing I didn't do early in my career, like when we had our mid-year reviews, was have a documentation that had all of the great things I did. Like I knew mentally that I was making strides, but when it came time to talk about it, verbalize it, I could only think of what I remembered, but that didn't encompass everything I've done for the first 6 months. So do you recommend having a document where if you've done something great, you jot it down, everything you have submitted, pushed to production, worked on, do you recommend that new beginners actually have that kind of document set up for themselves?
Absolutely, 100%. I have a document like that, and when it came to like year-end review, I was prepared, like everything was there. I could just pick things out exactly because I just keep a daily log, especially since we have stand-ups. Everybody's just like, what did you work on? I'm just like, I don't know, I don't remember. So because I naturally don't remember, I just naturally keep a document of everything I worked on.
Yeah, I would say I do the same as well. There's this thing called a hype doc. So if you Google hype doc, you'll get like a good amount of like things that you should be logging.
Oh, cool.
If your company has an engineering ladder, you should also be like taking that engineering ladder, literally line by line, and be filling in a bucket of like what you've done to like match that line. So no one has your career the same way as you. So you're responsible to make sure that you have everything you need to get to the next step. So that's you trying to convince your manager to give you a promotion. That is you trying to convince the people around you that you are a good enough engineer. So if you have record of all this stuff, if you're putting in the work, there's no reason why you can't work towards the next step.
100%. So yeah, it's important to, you know,
I'm just preaching over here.
You are. I didn't know there was a specific name for this.
I'm sitting over here like digesting. I'm just like, ooh,
I know, right? I was just like,
but the dog.
I was gonna say like I thought to write down like highlights, but I didn't think there was like a format available online. You know what I mean? So 100% love that you mentioned that, Samantha. Yeah.
It's funny, like one of the first things I did when I started working was to save that engineering ladder document that Samantha spoke about. I searched it up in the company wide, whatever, and I downloaded it. But I haven't looked at it again. I looked at it a couple times, but I'm not doing anything with it. So I love Samantha's idea of like just put little things next to it of what you're doing to get to that next level. Because that's so true. Because when the time comes, you can be like, well, whoop, there it is. There's the proof. So I love that. I'm definitely going to start doing that.
With all of this, you know, our learning experience, what's progressing in our career, it's not a race, right? It's a marathon. So if you didn't do these steps early on, it's not too late. You know, there's still time. Just continue to just have that winner's mindset. And eventually, you know, things will work out for you and you will make progress in the direction you're going in. So just to recap this episode, we talked about mentorship. Huge. But remember, you have to learn about how to be a great mentee so that your mentor can help you. We talked about soft skills, the importance of prioritizing technical skills as opposed to soft skills. Both are important, but early in your career, and you should be early in career because this is beginners section, definitely important to strengthen those technical skills. We also talked about investing in your own learning. And lastly, we talked about that hype doc. All of these points are very, very much needed in your career, essential for standing out. And we hope that you did take something from this episode that helps you in your daily life. And again,
thanks for watching.